Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Ben Tolfrey at our open mic in Hackney in October 2014.
Evening all. So my story is a university story. It's quite short. It's more of an anecdote, really, so you don't have to flash the lights. It's going to be fine. I was at university in Leeds a few years ago now. It's a big place, Leeds, biggest university in the country. And I started, I was in huge halls, hundreds and hundreds of people. And in the second year, moved into a house with seven other lads, which, you know, was as grim as you'd expect it to be. And I didn't do a huge amount of the time to sort the house out. And people were sorting out broadband and getting work done and getting things fixed and all that sort of stuff. And I kind of kept myself to myself until those things were done. But after, you know, 5 or 6 weeks, they were like, can you just get a microwave? We haven't got a microwave. There's 8 young men in this house. None of us can cook. Can you just get a microwave? And I said, of course I can get a microwave. It's a very simple task and I'm not an idiot. And yes, I will. So that was fine because you didn't need to even go to a shop to get a microwave. You can get them on the internet. It's very easy. So I went online. Went to Amazon, microwave, very, you know, 3 minutes, I bought a microwave. So that was fantastic and it was job done. And then after maybe, you know, 3 or 4 days, this guy turns up at the door and he's like, I have a package for you. And my flatmate came to knock on my door and he said, oh, there's a box. And I was like, ah, it's the microwave. And he kind of looked at me like, I was like, yeah, no, the microwave, I bought the microwave. You wanted one, I've got one, it's all great. And he just kind of was dubious, which was fair. So I opened the box and he was still standing there and I was, you know, full of hope because I had bought the microwave, genuinely. And I kind of lifted up the box and I read off the side of the box and it said, you know, rotating turntable, which is a good thing, I think, microwave-wise. And it said realistic noises and flashing LED lights. And I bought a toy microwave for close to £60 as a student. And I kind of looked at him and I was like, it's a toy microwave. And he just shook his head at me like I was the moron that I am. And but I opened the box and it was not all bad because it had, you know, plastic pizza slices and a kind of plastic chicken leg as well. And that was it, really. And he was ashamed and I never ever... The silver lining, I suppose, is, well, A, the microwave, and B, I never again sorted anything else out in that house. But I did review it on Amazon. If you get bored, check it out. It's done quite well. It's got 79 people thought it was a helpful review, which is great. But that's it. That's my whole story. It's not 5 minutes. So, you know, it's my first story. So there you go. Thanks very much.
This next story was told in Brixton in September by Michaela Hollins.
Okay, my first time also. I'm really only telling a story so we don't have to go home because that's boring. So I'm from New Zealand and I've lived here for over 6 years. I go home every 1 to 2 years. And a couple of years ago, my mum saved up and made the big trip over to come and see me by herself. My mum's in her 50s. She's never gone past Australia. She is just a small country woman who has had a nice, simple life, hasn't travelled. It was a big deal for her. So I thought, great, I'll take her to Paris and I'll really spoil her. And I was super excited about our trip to Paris for New Year's Eve, 2012-13. Except I lost my mum in Paris on New Year's Eve. You could say that she lost me, but you haven't met my mum. To give you an idea, I have missed two flights and a Eurostar, and I'm only 24. And so I'm really not that organised with travelling. But my mum had no idea about anything. So she didn't bring her mobile. We went to Paris. She just followed me like a little puppy. And I generally did okay with everything. She didn't find out what hotel we were staying in. But it was fine because she had me and I looked after her. Then one day we were at the Louvre and she was in a huge line that lasted an hour and a half. And I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom super quickly. Went to the bathroom. It took a long time to go to the bathroom. Took a long time to find her again. And we kind of went, whew, that was close. Imagine if we'd lost each other. What would we do? Actually, seriously, what would we do? Oh, but it's fine because we found each other. And it was like, oh, no, we do that. We just skim over things. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. So this is what we do in our family. It's kind of mostly worked out. That same day, we finished the day of sightseeing, went back to our district, got off the metro, and it was in this big junction of crossroads, very, very busy, just getting dark. I didn't have my glasses on. She's super slow, like you have never walked with anyone so slow in your life. And she would always get mad and want me to walk arm in arm and be sentimental, but it was boring, so I just was always a little bit ahead. And then I heard her go, Michaela, and I just looked back and waved and made eye contact. I was like, we're good, we're good. Crossed the road, literally 15 seconds later, I turn around and she's not there. I freak out a bit, but I'm like, no, it's fine, look everywhere. So I'm like walking up and down, trying to find her, freaking out a bit because I thought, really, we just joked about losing each other just today and now it's happening for real. And I was quite worried, but then went back to my hotel. I was like, we've done this for like 3 days now. We've come to the same place every day and gone to the same hotel every day. And she'll definitely know where we're staying. Because she's actually, like, she's not an idiot. Like, she's, you know, she's an adult. No, she's an idiot. She really is an idiot. She had no idea. So we get off. I go up this street where our hotel is, where we've stayed for 3 days. She goes left and walks up and down for 2 hours, up and down for 2 hours, even though she can't find me. She doesn't think to go the other way or the other three ways, just up and down. A few days before that in London, we'd bought my nephew a little green pen that lit up, which is for a six-year-old, which is quite sweet. She walked up and down that street waving it on New Year's Eve, crying, genuinely crying, Michaela, where are you? And people tried to help her and they said, what hotel are you staying in? I don't know. Where is it? I don't know. Do you have a mobile phone? Do you have your daughter's mobile phone? No, I don't have anything. They could not help her. She was unhelpable. So she just walked up and down until she stumbled, by the grace of God, across the police station. Sat in that police station for another 3 hours. So in total, 5 hours on New Year's Eve, I haven't found my mum. I'm freaking out thinking she's actually dead, feeling like the worst daughter in the world. I've been told to stay where I am in case she comes back, and then I realise that's horrible advice. And then I go down and I'm directed to the police station and I walk in and I am ready to tell. I'm crying. It's raining. I'm on my own in Paris and I've lost my mum. And I'm ready to tell them and like file a missing persons report. And it's quite a scary moment. And then I hear, Michaela! And she's sitting there wet with a blanket over her with mascara dripping down her face, crying, really crying. So I'm like a crybaby. I obviously burst into tears going, oh God, I found you. Why didn't I think you were at the police station this whole time? But I burst into tears because I'm just totally soft. She does what she does and just yelled at me in front of everyone. And it was all my fault. And then all the way home, walking all the way home arm in arm, of course, we fought over whose fault it was. Literally, we got into the hotel and it turned into the new year and it was Happy New Year. And we got into bed and went to sleep. The next morning, I was like, can we laugh about it now? That's quite a good story. And she said, we will never laugh about this.
Spark's Best of Night Spark Encore returns on Thursday, 30th of October, where the theme is Trick or Treat. For tickets and reservations, go to sparklondon.com or visit us on Facebook.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.